Well, Jeff, we're in the Don Robson Pavilion. I'm just wondering what Don would be making of this saga today.
Well, I think he'd be aghast at today's revelations. It's just a sad day for the history of the club and a real challenge for the future of the club. You know, it's very difficult to comment accurately on these decisions when you don't know the full extent of the club's position, but certainly to have such severe punishment, certainly you know, from a playing sense, is really, really tough. But I suppose if in the long run it solves the club's financial, or helps solve the club financial situation for the future generations of sponsors and spectators and players, then, you know, you've got to take a bit of pain at this stage.
Yeah, it's a massive amount of pain, though. I mean, somebody's just pointed out to us, I think, 96 points effectively in the Championship. To get you relegated this year, you would have to have lost 46 points there, 48 next season, plus 4 in the T20, another 2 in the One Day Cup. I mean, there's punishment, isn't it?
Yeah, as I say, the players have, innocent ones in many respects, they've played so well to retain and get the status that they are now over the years, and they're the ones who are having to carry the brunt on the field, and that's really tough. But they're all part of a club together, and that's where we find ourselves. So come April of next year, then you know, they'll be more than prepared to roll up the sleeves and get on with their side of the task.
It's interesting today, this bailout's been agreed. Durham haven't actually become insolvent, which is one of the things that I think angered a lot of people, that they haven't triggered off an insolvency clause. But there's a lot of anger out there, particularly on social media today, towards the ECB, for instance, because, you know, Durham have done a lot of the things required of them. They've got this ground up the test match status, and it's one of those reasons why they've ended up in the situation they're in, and now no more test cricket here.
I think this is one of the real tragedies of it, that in all innocence, all Durham County Cricket Club has tried to fulfil its commitment to the area, to provide, as you say, a great international venue, to provide top-class cricket here, top-class sport in the area, to make a real contribution to the North East, and that's where it's done. And I'm not sure how the club has got into this position that it finds itself in, but no matter how it's got there, then certainly on the surface, the punishment is certainly extreme.
One of the quotes from the ECB today, which I've seen in their statement, which is from their chief executive, Tom Harrison, he says, we need to send out strong deterrents and put them in place to preserve the game's integrity and financial stability. And, I mean, I will put this to you. I think Durham are being made an example of here, whether you agree with that or not, and a lot of people around the country do, and a lot of people are in shock by what has happened today.
Martin, it's not for me to comment it, unless you know every comma and every full stop behind what has gone on and the negotiations between the club and the ECB, then it's very difficult to comment without prejudicing one or the other. And I can only speak from a cricketing point of view, and it's really tough on the players but the whole club has got to roll up its sleeves and get on from where it finds itself now.
We remember the dark days, being marooned at the bottom of Division 2 in something like 2003, 2004. Last 11 years, 12 years, top flight status, 3 county championships, and it wasn't the Bank of England club by any stretch of the imagination, was it?
No. The club was lucky that it had some great people involved at that time to help them through that situation, take them forward to where it finds itself last night, in actual fact. But we've still got some fantastic people involved here, and I'm sure the determination will be there. Disappointment and disgust in some quarters at this particular stage, but what's done is done, and we have to look forward. We have to encourage and try and make Durham still a really proud acquisition to this area.